Minisode, Guinea Pigs, Part 2. Now, hello there, Cavi lovers. I am your host, Trinity, the animal nutrition wizard, and welcome to the fourth minisode on this podcast, which is talking all about what the heck should I feed my guinea pig? So last minisode, which was part one of the guinea pig minisode, we covered some basic guinea pig physiology, the importance of cecotrophy, aka poo eating, and how the flooring in your guinea pig's cage actually plays a big role in their health and nutrition. But what should a guinea pig be eating? Because that's the end game here, right? Is finding out about their diet. Well, in today's minisode, I'm actually going to talk specifically about vitamin C. Most of you have probably already heard about the importance of including vitamin C in a guinea pig's diet. And this is true. It's true because guinea pigs, like humans, cannot manufacture their own vitamin C, which makes vitamin C an essential nutrient for guinea pigs. Essential in terms of nutrition means it must be in the diet. Guinea pigs and us have to eat their vitamin C because we do not have the biological capability of making any of our own. And guinea pigs like us need this vitamin to survive. Vitamin C is needed to survive because it's a very important factor in the body's ability to heal wounds. It also helps make several hormones and chemical messengers used in the brain and nerves. The creation of scar tissue, which is sort of the wound healing portion, depends on collagen proteins, and the production of collagen proteins requires vitamin C. And collagen has lots of important jobs in the body, including skin repair and also blood vessel wall integrity and therefore protection against stroke and heart disease. Now, most guinea pig diets out there today do contain a hefty amount of vitamin C. It comes in the form of ascorbic acid. But is this the best way to obtain vitamin C for guinea pigs or any other animal? Let's find out. It's important to understand that vitamins are not singular substances. They are complicated compounds. They are complex, and vitamins only do their job properly when they are able to work alongside the many cofactors and enzymes found within the food they originate from, along with all of their parts. Man-made vitamins are not complex and do not include all of the vitamin, but rather a fractionated piece of the vitamin which is isolated from the sum of its parts, which is why synthetic vitamins are also called synthetic isolates. But beneficial vitamin activity only takes place when all cofactors and components of the entire vitamin complex are present and are able to work together. This is why natural vitamins are referred to as whole food complexes. Natural vitamins are found in whole foods and are made up of many complex parts, and hence the name. A whole food simply means a food that hasn't been processed or refined or is altered as little as possible and is free from additives. So think whole apples with the skin still on. That is a whole food. Whereas apple compote, apple pie, or apple cider, these are not whole foods. They are missing parts of the apple and they have been processed or refined in some way. When vitamin C is found in its natural form in whole fruits and veggies, such as strawberries and oranges and parsley, it's also whole, and the other phytonutrients, enzymes, flavonoids in these foods all work together with vitamin C to do their job in nourishing the body. Man-made vitamin C is ascorbic acid, and it's generally derived from a multi-step process where glucose, usually from GMO corn, is hydrogenated into sorbitol and then oxidized into sorbose. Then the sorbose may be treated with acetone or with potassium permanganate. Essentially, we start with a base of corn, which has been exposed to potentially toxic pesticides, and hydrolyze, bleach, and acidify its glucose until it yields ascorbic acid. And most ascorbic acid is manufactured in China. Most sources equate vitamin C with ascorbic acid as though they were the same thing. But the simple fact is that they're not. Ascorbic acid is an isolate. It's merely a fraction of the naturally occurring vitamin C. In addition to sorbic acid, vitamin C contains all of the pieces that I mentioned before, which is rutin, bioflavonoids, factor K, factor J, factor P, and other components. Ascorbic acid makes up only 5% of vitamin C. And even without a PhD in organic chemistry, we can safely come to the conclusion that natural vitamins are superior for a number of reasons. And research tends to support this in the case of many vitamins that we've done research on, such as the study on weanling pigs that was published in 2008, which showed the superiority of natural vitamin E to synthetic vitamin E. But what does all this mean when it comes to your guinea pig? Given that we know vitamin C is an essential nutrient for guinea pigs, and that the most beneficial way to provide vitamin C is through whole foods, the best way to get vitamin C in your guinea pig's diet is through supplementation of whole foods. Now, some safe, vitamin C-rich whole foods that you can add to your guinea pig's diet includes kale, parsley, spinach, cilantro, salad peppers like red and yellow bell peppers, and parsnips. My personal favorite way to provide vitamin C is keeping a bundle each of cilantro and parsley and giving them in rotation throughout the week with the occasional small bit of organic carrot or bell pepper as a fun treat. These are all safe for guinea pigs and they contain high levels of vitamin C and important antioxidants as well as other nutrients to keep your pet healthy, but be sure not to overdo it as these are also high in moisture and can cause some bloating if overdone. Do not give your guinea pig potatoes, tomatoes, or rhubarb. You'll want to either stick to the above list or spend some time looking up guinea pig sites with similar food lists that are created by experts. And whenever possible, always buy organic. And that concludes today's mini-sode on guinea pigs. Thank you guys so much for listening, for learning, and for being an awesome caretaker for your pocket pet. Be on the lookout for the third part to this mini-sode series because I have more to tell you when it comes to guinea pig nutrition. In the meantime, stay safe, stay sane, and feed those pets like you mean it because, you guessed it, nutrition is magic.